This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Diving right back into it here on a Thursday, cold Thursday, bricks Thursday.
But the sun's going to be out today, so that's big.
It's already getting ready to show its face. Notice last night, 6:05, that's when my dusk to dawn light came on my front porch. So 6:05, 6:05 p.m. So apparently, apparently, dawn or dusk is 6:05, according to the light. So every so often I'll look at it and I'll just notice it. And just, you know, obviously it'll come on. And I was like, 6 o'clock now. It used to be like 4:45. Then it was like 5:15.
Yeah.
Missed a week because we were out of town. And now it's 6:05 and now it's, what, 7:05?
Yeah.
We got a nice
about, yeah, dawn. The first twinkle came in the 6 o'clock hour, and then you see light till about 6:30 now. So it's great. Yeah, we're getting closer and closer. I think first weekend of March, right, is when we kind of spring ahead and move the clocks forward. And so I'm excited for that.
So this was the owner at Radio Row about a week ago.
Travis coming back for another year?
I certainly think so. I think he's enjoying playing the game. He's clearly, you know, one of the greatest tight ends of all time at this point. But I think he loves what he's doing.
This was Travis Kelce on this week's episode of New Heights.
I know everybody wants to know whether or not I'm playing next year. And right now I'm just kicking everything down the road. I'm kicking every can I can down the road. And I'm not making any crazy decisions. But right now the biggest thing is just being there for my teammates and being there for my coaches, understanding, you know, that there's a lot that goes into this thing. You know, I've been fortunate over the past 5-6 years. I've played more football than anybody.
Yeah.
And it's because the people that are in that building and the fact that we keep going to these AFC championships and these Super Bowls. And that means I'm playing an extra 3 games more than everybody else in the entire league. And that's a lot of wear and tear on your body. And it's a lot of time spent in the building. Focusing on your craft, focusing on the task at hand, every challenge that you set up for yourself. And it's that process can be grueling. It can weigh on you. It can make you better, and it can drive you crazy at the same time. And right now it's one of those things where it was kind of driving me crazy this year. And I think that it happens as you kind of tail off towards the back nine of your career, as SVP would say, is, you know, it's, as you see yourself or not feel yourself have the success that you once used to have, man, it's a tough pill to swallow. And then on top of that, to not be there in the biggest moments, knowing your team's counting on you, man, those are all extremely hard things to, it's just a tough reality. And, yeah. You know, I think, I'm going to take some time to figure it out. And, I think I owe it to my teammates that if I do come back, that it's going to be something that, it's a wholehearted decision. I'm not half-assing it. And I'm fully here for them. And I think I could play. It's just whether or not I'm motivated or it's the best decision for me as a man, as a human, as a person to take on all that responsibility.
It's crazy to listen to all of that from Travis Kelce, right? And know that the end is near. Did he watch some of the highlights that have been circulating around the internet on himself? Because there's a couple out there that make him look very, very not connected to the game. And I hate to say that, but that's what it was. There's a couple plays out there. Everybody's talking about him, right? But I think Travis Kelce's reacting to that. I think he's reacting to that game did not go his way at all. I mean, and it didn't go the Chiefs, didn't go anybody's way, right? But you don't make your decision based on that game alone. Like, if you were thinking about retirement before the game, you went out there, had 128 yards, two touchdowns, and you won the game, and you were thinking about it beforehand, then you probably will continue to think about it. It doesn't sound like, from what Clark told us, really, that this was even like a consideration. Then this week happened, had a really bad game, really bad performance, one of his worst games ever, and you start to think, maybe I should walk away. I don't know what my reaction is right now to Travis Kelce, quite honestly. I don't know what I think he should do, because I can see both sides of it. And, you know, you talk to enough people in sports over the years, and they always say, once you start considering retirement, you got to go. It's better to go a year early than go a year too late. But if Travis Kelce does come back next year and has 300 yards receiving and one touchdown, and it isn't that impressive, I don't want that to leave a bad taste in the mouths of a lot of fans too, right? Because I think people are going to be waiting for Travis Kelce next year, if he plays, to say he's washed again, like they've been doing for the last 3 years. And I think from Travis's standpoint, he needs to get away, get the hell out of this town for a while, get the hell out of this country maybe for a while, go to a beach in Mexico or, you know, someplace like that. Kick it, like he said, the can down the street a little bit, and really think about it, and don't make a rash decision because of how bad Sunday was for everybody.
I'm in the camp of, you do whatever the hell you want. You got nothing to prove to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You've done it. You've done whatever you want, and take all the time that you want.
Yeah.
Because I think the question that came up on our rundown was, would it benefit the Chiefs to not have Travis Kelce on the roster next year? And I don't know the answer to benefit or not benefit. I think it would 100%. Actually, I do know the answer. I think it would 100% benefits.
Yes.
Just because of what he is. Now, here's where I will take this take. I think Travis Kelce should take all the time he wants. I think he should do whatever he wants to do, and he won't be judged either way upon it. His career has a Hall of Fame resume attached to it. He's going to be embarked in whatever he wants to do. And I thought Cody made a good point yesterday when they talked about this. Travis is an athlete. A rarity of an athlete like any others. He is set for life. Like, he is going to be able to do whatever, whenever the hell he wants.
And he's not going to be selling his Super Bowl rings because he's broken 3 years, you know? Like, and I think Travis has got the ability to bring in all kinds of money.
Like, the podcast is there. The TV is there. The endorsements are there. The pop-ups, whatever he wants to do, is there. Similar to what Gronk is doing, but in a more, like, cooler way. Like, Gronk's still kind of like the frat boy funny guy. That's his role. He's leaned into it. It works. Travis's will be the, you know, Rico Suave. Oh, here's Travis. Here's either Taylor's boyfriend or Taylor's husband, whatever it may be. I don't know the future of them. That's on them as well. But the other thing that I think is very interesting to Travis Kelce is, are you willing for the first time in your career to not be the guy?
Yeah.
Like, you're no longer the number one option in this offense. You're no longer, well, it's Mahomes, Kelce, and Reed. Now it might be Mahomes, Worthy, Rice, and Kelce. Right? It might be, you're not the same guy anymore. And if you're okay with that, being the 35-year-old tight end that we see start to, you know, dissipate in their career.
Right.
And, you know, are you the guy that's okay to have 500 to 600 yards and your main plays are third down because you're getting older, because your body can't take the taxing hits throughout the season, but you're a red zone presence, you're a third down presence, and your year numbers are 500, 600 yards and 3 to 6 touchdowns. If you're okay with that role and you're willing to do that, then that's fine. But if you think that you've done everything you could possibly do and you're willing to call it a day and retire and do everything, then we told you the AFC Championship games, Buffalo, was your last chance to go see Travis Kelce play.
You know, Ralph called my wife last week after the loss and said to Jed, he goes, I'm really glad you made me go to that AFC Championship game. Because he was kind of teetering a little bit, you know, whether or not to go. Everybody was kind of tired and, you know, worn out from the season and whatnot. He's like, I could just sell the tickets maybe and make some money. We're like, no, you're going
I'm
to the game. It could be the last time you get to see Travis Kelce. That was one of the biggest reasons I wanted to go to that AFC Championship game. Obviously, what was at stake, the most important game in the history of Arrowhead. But number two on that list was, I don't know if I'm going to ever see Travis Kelce at Arrowhead Stadium again. And I didn't want to have that regret. I didn't want to be that guy who looked back and went, man, I had an opportunity to watch him play one more time in person, and I didn't take advantage of that. Because there's not many athletes that come along in our lifetimes, that you want to see in person for that last game. I think when George Brett, it's probably going to be Salvi. I know it was like that in 17 with Moose, Haas, and Kane when they all walked off the field and the whole stadium was crying and all that kind of stuff because of what they brought to the table. It was great to be in the ballpark for that moment. It was great to be in the ball. It will be great for Salvi's last game, Mahomes' last game, Reed's last game, Kelce's last game. And I think that's kind of where the list pretty much ends. Maybe Bobby's last game in 25 years from now.
Yeah.
But we're not even into that kind of conversation yet. There's not many of those athletes that you want to see play that last game and be part of. And that was a big reason why I went to that game to see him, because I don't know if I ever get the opportunity to see Travis Kelce play again.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason I put this question to the doc is a lot of the reasons you ask these questions is because sometimes you think you know the answer. And I came to this conclusion with you yesterday, Bob, that I truthfully believe that the Chiefs are better off without Travis Kelce next year. And that really hurts to say as a lifelong Chiefs fan and a lifelong Travis Kelce lover and supporter. But we talked about it yesterday. They need more talent on this team. They need an overhaul, not only on the defense, but especially really on the offense. And they don't have the money nor the picks to get that. Kelce has a cap hit of just under $20 million. He's not worth that. Before, when the Chiefs were at a talent deficit, which they have been in really every Super Bowl, they haven't had more talent. But that's been okay because you got Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Chris Jones, and not most of all, but up there with all of them, Travis Kelce, the best connection of all time in the NFL it's ever seen. It's not that anymore because Kelce has eroded with age, and that's okay. But this team needs to get younger, as we've said. We just talked about getting rid of guys a year early rather than a year late. He's slow. He doesn't have the yak that he used to have. We don't need someone like Travis Kelce anymore to eat up targets and be that fail-safe, because I think before that was the argument. Rashee Rice is coming back, and he's going to be top five in targets and catches next year in the NFL, just like he would have been this year. It sucks, but the fact that he's talking like this makes me feel like the Chiefs should maybe just meet him in the middle.
Yeah, and I think, if he does retire, they save $17 million on the cap, because I think that's what he accounts for this year, and that doubles the amount of money they have available this offseason, right? So, I mean, you could look at it from that standpoint, or you can give him another year, add a year on and spread that money out for another year or whatever the case may be. You have a dummy year, in 2026 on that contract. But for where I sit right now, if he decides to retire, congratulations. Mm-hmm. Man, thank you for everything. If he wants to come back from here, let's go, man. Let's do this one more time, Hey, I'd suck for a couple years.
Coming up on the other side, Ben Maller.